From Milieu Media Group, this is Yay Go Sports, a podcast for people who spent their high school years on the football field with a clarinet. I'm your host, Luke Brauner, and this is episode 53, Tournament Seeding, with Nathan Schartz and Jim and Josh Brauner. Hello, friends. Welcome again to Yay Go Sports. I'm your host, Luke Brauner. With me today is our A-team, my older brother, Josh Brauner. Josh, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
My lifelong best friend, Nathan Schartz. Welcome back to
Luke,
the show.
I just can't contain it, man. I love it. Thank you for having me.
And my father, Jim Brauner. Welcome back.
Thank you, Luke.
Josh, I've got a question specifically for you. Nathan, Dad, you guys are welcome to chime in. But Josh, I want you to explain to me how tournament seeding works in sports.
It's all political.
Okay, maybe like expand on that a
little bit. It's supposed to be based on the best teams, the top four teams in the country for March Madness purposes. We'll go with that because that's the one that everybody knows.
Okay, so we're talking basketball.
Talking basketball, college basketball. The top four teams in the country should be the top four seeds around the country.
Okay.
So they'll all be number one seeds going into the tournament. The next four should be the number two seeds. The four after that, the three seeds, all the way down.
Okay, and that's not how it works?
Yes and no. A lot of times it's the conference teams are in, they're going to look at, it gets political. You can have some teams from a smaller conference that may be really, really good, like a Gonzaga, who comes from a smaller conference, a George Washington, some teams like that that have made a lot of noise in the tournament, but before the tournament, they got no respect. And so they might have been a five seed when they should have been a two or a one, but because of the conference they were in, it wasn't a big money conference, they were seeded lower.
Okay, so Nathan, you've explained conferences to us before on the show, but I've already forgotten what they are. So that's like...
There's five major conferences.
Okay.
Just spread out across America. The Pac-10, which is... Or the Pac-12, which is West Coast. Is it Pac-10 or 12?
12
I think
now.
It's 12
okay,
now.
It's 12 now. Pac-12 on the West Coast. The Big 12, kind of central, south central.
Which is actually 10, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's only 10 there, but it's the Big 12.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And then ACC, SEC.
The SEC is your football heavy, and then the Big East.
Yep.
No, the Big Ten.
The Big Ten, I'm sorry.
Which has 12 or 13 teams in it.
Yeah,
yeah, the Big Ten, which has 13
teams. More confused than I was, but we have those conferences, so it's like it's not just the top team in each of those conferences.
No.
Not at all.
But then those five major conferences are basically for football.
Yeah. Because
they're Division I schools where there's teams that are Division I in basketball that don't even have football teams.
Right.
Is there still a Big East, or am I thinking?
Yeah.
Okay. That's where Villanova is.
No, there's not. They merged with the ACC.
Okay, that's right.
Okay,
so that's where TCU was going.
Okay, so if that's not where your top teams are coming from, explain to me again, where do the top teams come from?
The top teams based on polls, whether it's coaches' polls, USA Today polls, ESPN polls.
So people just vote
computer
for
rankings.
Yes.
Computer rankings, exactly. Yeah.
Interesting.
It is pretty lame.
Nothing to do with their record.
There's no better way to do it because there's just so many freaking teams.
And there's so many variables. And they don't all play each other. Yeah.
Well, in some of the smaller conferences, those teams, the only way they can get in is to win their conference.
Yeah. Right.
One team could go undefeated. Another team lose one game. They're not in because they didn't win the conference.
Like a team coming out of Ivy League, they're never going to have multiple teams in. It's going to be whoever wins their conference tournament is going to get in.
So what, it's 32 teams that go?
64
66. Seeded, and then there's a play-in game. Actually, two play-in games now. There's 68.
Oh. 68 teams. But your winners of those smaller conferences, for instance, UTA, University of Texas Arlington, they won a couple years ago the Southland Conference, and their reward for winning that conference was they got to go play a number one seed and get smoked by 50, 60 points, you know. But they got into the tournament. It was a big deal for them.
It was a big payday. Helps them with recruiting.
You know.
And say, hey, we've been in the tournament.
And got destroyed.
They
but high
destroyed.
School kids want a chance to play in the tournament and be on TV.
Yeah.
So if it's a high school kid that's looking at UTA and maybe another NAIA school, and they can say, hey, we were in the tournament last year and we were on TV, that carries weight with some of these kids.
And
I mean,
hey,
you're not talking about them going after the blue chip kids anyway. You're talking about them going after the second, third, fourth tier kids coming out of high school.
Okay, so it's all by voting,
right?
By various polls,
right.
Just to get into the tournament,
yeah.
Right?
When you're in the tournament, it's wins and losses.
Yeah,
right. You lose, you're out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going back to that 16 seed, like UTA was a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
This was the first year. This past college season was the first time a 16 seed ever beat a number one, and it was a big deal.
And who is that?
They beat Arizona because that's who I had winning the title.
They beat Virginia.
Oh, Virginia. I'm sorry.
Some school from Baltimore. University of Maryland, Baltimore, or something like that.
Yeah, UMBC. UMBC.
So they just made it the second round and they were done?
Yeah, then they got killed in the second round. But the fact that they beat Virginia was the biggest deal in the world because that's never happened. You know? I want you to recognize the greatness. Just
I see
now.
It. Okay. I see it. Yeah. Okay. I see it.
University of Maryland, Baltimore.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
But back on the selection, they've got all these different polls and computer rankings on that. But there's just a committee of 10 or 12 athletic directors, and they're the ones that pick and do the seating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And who are they?
They're just random athletic directors from big schools.
Are they in fact random, or are they buying those spots?
They're probably good like question. A Supreme Court judge. They probably are there for life.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
And there's network television pressure for these guys to, hey, we need Duke to be playing.
Yeah, Duke puts people on. People watch Duke. They're not going to watch UTA.
Right.
You know.
They want to see the big guys. So there's pressure to get those teams in there. In fact, this happened this past year too. Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Sooners, who had no business going into the tournament, they had lost, I think, 7 of 10 games going into March. They were just bad. But Trey Young, you know, that guy sells seats. So they wanted Trey Young. He was a.
They knew people would watch.
They knew they would watch. So they put him in the tournament. You know, it really wasn't fair.
Yeah, that's
to a team like Oklahoma State.
Texas Tech got left.
Texas Tech. No, Texas Tech was
in. Or was it? Or SMU or somebody?
It was Oklahoma State, I think. So.
Okay. So politics and then wins.
Yeah.
That's how it all works.
Polls. Yeah.
Okay.
Money rules, man.
Tell me all about it. All right, guys. Thank you. Thank you all so much. We'll have you on again soon.
Look forward to
it. Thank you, Luke.
Yay Go Sports is produced, edited, and mixed by me, Luke Bronner. Our artwork is by Heather Hale, and our theme music is by Josh Moore. This and every episode of Yay Go Sports is made possible in part by people like you. To support the show and get bonus behind-the-scenes content, visit the Patreon link in the show notes for this episode. Also, be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Yay Go Sports. And do us a favor and rate and review the show in Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time.